environment where, by Earth standards, things are going very, very well. Even by the standards of your environment, things are going very, very well. And we think that's what's bothering you about it is that you've taken parenting seriously.
Can't help it.
And to have them still not flowing gratefully or joyfully is really annoying. It's like, you little monsters, I've given you all of the wisdom that a mother could give, and still, I wasn't able to control your life enough that you're living happily ever after. And we say, you just got to give that up. Accept that everything's going swimmingly. Accept that things aren't going wrong. This is the time in their life when they are being inspired to ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. In other words, this is the time when they're shoring up their vibrational escrow. This is the time when they're finding their balance, and life is causing them to define what they want. And so what? They're just like everybody else in the world, and even the people in this room who want things they haven't figured out how to come into vibrational alignment with. But so what? They will. They're in the process of figuring it out, and they will be influenced to figuring it out by you as you figure it out. And the key to figuring it out is not trying so hard, not working so hard about it. In other words, you're not looking for specific answers to get to guide your son. Let's focus on the 19-year-old. You're not looking for specific answers that you can give that will soothe everything. You're looking for general answers, because the more specific you get, have you noticed that when you get involved and you become more specific, have you noticed how he just comes up with another yes, but, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but,
yeah.
Yes, but. Oh, well, if that might be true, but what about this, and what about this, and what about this, and what about this? And what's at the heart of all of that is this innate understanding, even though he couldn't tell it to you openly and consciously, that he's the one that's got to figure this out. He's not irritated that he hasn't figured it out. He's more irritated that have you ever complained only to have people tell you what you already know?
Yeah.
It's so annoying, because then what that says to you is, okay, now you know that I know and I'm not applying it. In other words, it just makes so they suck you in. They ask you like they want to know. And when you tell them, then they're mad at you because you're just amplifying the fact that they don't know and that they should know. So don't let them suck you in anymore. Say to them, I don't know. I don't know. This isn't my life. This is your life. I'm not supposed to figure your life out. I'm figuring my life out. That, even though it seems like bad parenting, would soothe them.
Okay.
So let's play it out in your own experience. So you say to us what you just said to us. I got this going on and this going on and this going on and this going on. And we teased you and said, kill me now. Because it's sort of overwhelming, it's how it feels. And then we say to you, now just feel the difference. We say to you, it's their job to figure it out, and they are. How does that set with you? It's their job to figure it out, and they are. So now what comes to your mind first? First thing. It's their job to figure it out, and they are.
First thing that comes to mind is that was probably my job when I was a kid, but it took me 40 years to figure it out, and I don't want them to wait 40 years. But then on the second part, it does feel better than me having all this responsibility
So you said just what we just said. In other words, did you hear us when we said that those early years are the years that you are putting your stuff predominantly in vibrational escrow? And you don't want to deprive your children of the vibrational escrow that they're creating. Then you did sort of what they do when you try to help them. You did that to us. Difference is, you didn't hurt our feelings. You said, but it was more than the 20 years. It was 40 years you lied to us. It was 40 years... before I started figuring it out, and I don't want them. So then you justified why you should meddle in their experience.
Okay.
Something that you can't do. In other words, they you can't do it. You cannot create in the life experience of another. So and there's a little resentment still within you that your parents didn't do the impossible thing that you're trying to now do. Where were my parents?